BBC News with Neil Nunes. Intense diplomatic efforts are taking place to rescue a deal to solve the Greek bailout crisis after it was rejected by the German finance ministry. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has spoken by phone to Chancellor Angela Merkel. Greece has asked its creditors for a modified six-month assistance package. Eurozone finance ministers will discuss the latest proposal on Friday, with Greece now within weeks of running out of money. From Brussels, Gavin Hewitt.
The Greek plan was dismissed as not a substantial proposal for a solution. The latest plan was seen as providing bridge financing without meeting the conditions of a current bailout. Berlin and its powerful finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, want Athens to stick to the commitments made by the previous Greek governments, particularly over budget cuts and reforms. Finland, too, has rejected the Greek offer. Athens responded by saying that at tomorrow's meeting, it will then be clear who wants to find a solution and who doesn't.
The White House says it is deeply troubled by reported violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine after heavy shelling earlier in the main rebel stronghold of Donetsk. NATO's top military commander, General Philip Breedlove, said the ceasefire signed last week existed in name only. However, a spokesman for the pro-Russian separatists said their forces did not intend to go on an offensive anywhere else. Ian Pannell has more in this report.
Ukrainian military officials reported rebel attacks on government positions near the southern port city of Mariupol. A spokesman claimed the rebels were bringing reserves into the area, where sporadic fighting has persisted throughout the ceasefire period. There had been a hope that the week-old Minsk peace agreement might start to take hold after the fall of the strategic town of Debaltseve. The leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic has said his forces would fight in Debaltseve but observe the ceasefire elsewhere. The Ukrainian government has insisted it is abiding by the truce.
The biggest private employer in the United States, the retail giant Walmart, has announced a pay rise for more than 500,000 of its workers. The company says that by February next year, all existing employees will earn at least $10 an hour. Samira Hussein reports.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said wages for new employees will go up to at least $9 an hour. Current workers are being guaranteed at least $10 an hour. Walmart is also making changes to sick leave and how shifts are scheduled, giving workers more time to plan around work hours. Pay advocates welcome the news, but say the increases do not go far enough that America's largest employer can afford to pay its workers $15 an hour, what they call a living wage.
World News from the BBC. A convicted drug trafficker from the Dominican Republic has claimed that he donated millions of dollars to the former president Leonel Fernandez. The trafficker, who identified himself as Carino Ernesto Paulino, told a local TV station that he had delivered cash to Mr. Fernandez worth more than $4.5 million stuffed in suitcases. Mr. Fernandez said in a brief statement that Mr. Paulino's comments were part of a campaign to discredit him. Chelsea Football Club says it'll bar three people from its stadium in London after investigating a racist incident involving its fans on the Paris Metro on Tuesday. Footage posted online showed Chelsea fans preventing a black man named only as Suleiman S. from getting on the Metro and chanting racist slogans. Here's Hugh Schofield.
Suleiman was making his regular commute back home on Tuesday evening when chance put him up against a Metro coach full of rowdy British football fans. The video, taken by another man on the platform, shows him over and again being pushed back off the train. Speaking at his home in the northern Paris suburbs, Suleiman said he'd filed a formal complaint with police. He's clearly astounded by what happened. Here in Paris, the prosecutor's office has now opened an investigation to see if charges of deliberate violence on account of race can be brought.
A prominent rabbi in the United States has pleaded guilty to 52 counts of voyeurism after secretly filming women during ritual baths. 63-year-old Barry Frundel was accused of installing video cameras in the bathing area of his Orthodox synagogue in Washington, where women disrobed for the ritual Jewish bath. The former World Footballer of the Year, Luis Figo, has proposed a much larger World Cup finals tournament if he is elected president of FIFA in May. The former Portugal international said he would consider an increase to 47 or even 48 teams. BBC World News.